Hi and welcome to the third module of our course. So as we have discussed, the last module about SQL Server 2016, everything built in. And for this module, we'll discuss the second part, which will be around Power BI. So what is Power BI? So Power BI, it's like a cloud-based solution that you can use to create dashboards and reports in an easy way. And actually, Power BI is everywhere. Everyone now, like many people actually are using Power BI around the world. As you can see, the number of countries, the number of organizations, the number of persons that are actually using Power BI. So they can use, or you can use Power BI to do a connection to the data on-premise, on cloud, for the different services, Microsoft services and non-Microsoft services. You can do all types of machine learning analysis, more detailed analysis using Power BI. So Power BI can give you, you can create live dashboards. It gives you like 360 degree of view of your business. You can even track your data in real time. You can see, you can do some drill through so you can see the reports and to have more detailed information. You can track your business easily. You can have the KPIs that you are searching for. You can have like a quick overview about your business to take faster decision. Also, as we said, there is a mobile application that you can download on your mobile, on your tablet, on the different platforms, iOS, Android, etc., that you can use to access easily the dashboards of Power BI. Also, you can have some notification or alerts on your mobile, for example, if there is any change in your data, so you can track easily your business in real time. Also, you can share the dashboards with your colleagues easily, so you can all have an overview about your business to take faster decision, and it's dynamic, as we'll see using Power BI. One of the things or the strong point of Power BI is natural language query. So what is natural language query? In fact, that if you have like different reports, different information, especially for example, for the management, and they are searching for the specific information. As you know, that we are trying to make things easy. So that's why there is a natural language query. It can be very effective for the direction. If they are searching for a specific information, they can just, as you can see from the graph, they can just ask the question in natural language, like in the search engine. And then Power BI will search for the keywords and they can give you, you the answer that you are searching for. So this is like one of the things, one of the key features of Power BI, which is natural language query. And in order to use Power BI, to have an overview about Power BI, it's easy to start. Just go to the website powerbi.com and you can even test. There is a free version that you can test to see how you can use Power BI and the value added to your business using Power BI. So now let's talk or have like a quick demo about Power BI to see how it's really easy to use, how you can use it in an effective way to have a overview about your business and how it is really friendly use. So in order to access Power BI, it's easy. So we'll just go to the website of Power BI, which is powerbi.com. And even as I said, there is a free version that you can test to see how you can use Power BI and the value added to your business using Power BI and how it's very really easy to use. And then we can do so we can sign in, we'll create a profile with a username and password to make sure that you have your own profile with your own dashboards and reports. So when we'll click on sign in, we'll use like your account. So you will create like, you have the username and password, and then we'll do the sign in. Then there will be the full authentication. So the system will call me to make sure that I am the one who will access the system, and I will put my code to make sure that I will access my own profile. So after the phone authentication, you can access your profile. And as you can see on the screen, this is an example of a dashboard for sales and marketing. So you can have an overview about the total volume, the market share, for example, for the percentage for the different months. Also like an overall about like the total units overall by segment, productivity, moderation, etc. Also, we have like other examples. Let's see, for example, for the retail. So you can have an overview about what is the total store that you have per year, for example. You can have the map that give you an overview about the stores by city, by chain. What is the number of new stores? Also, we can check another example for example, flight. Because as we say that Power BI can be used by the different industry and different sector to give you an overview about the performance of the organization. So this is, for example, this is another example for the airlines, for airport, for example, and if they want to know what is the behavior or the performance of the different airlines. So as you can see, this is a report, for example, that give the reason of delay. If the reason is security delay or carrier delay, weather delay. So we can say for Delta Airlines, the percentage we have around 35% delay, and the reason is the carrier delay. Then we have like about 5% or 5.6% of delay because of the weather. So as you can see, you can have a quick overview about the performance of the airlines. You can see for the different airlines the percentage of coming on time or delay. For example, we can check that we have Delta Airlines, for example, we have on time for 71% of the time they are on time, and we have like around 29% they are on there is delay. So also we can check, for example, for the financial sector. So this is a dashboard about the financial sector to see what are the variance of budget for the different region. So as we said that for Power BI, when you click on the dashboard, you can do like a drill through to the report. So you can see more details, in more detail the information, the reports. Here, for example, it gives you an overview about you have a filter for the different region. And once you click, it's dynamic. So once you click on the filter, you want to see just the information related to, for example, Europe. So you can see that the old charts are can be modified according to your selection. And also we have the feature of drill down. So this is, for example, this report that show you the, for example, the revenue for the different region. And when you would click on this, so you can do like drill down, you can see more detailed information about the different countries in the different region. And when you do more drill down, it gives you like more another layer of detailed information. So as you can see, it's dynamic and you can have more relevant information and detailed information only by just some clicks. We have also another example of human resources, for example, dashboard. As you can see, it gives you an overview about the number of new hires for the different months. You can have or compare the number of male or female to new hires. What is the number of new hires in the different region? And you remember, like in the presentation, I said that we have one strong point of Power BI that you can search for a specific information only by like in natural language. So you can just type your question in natural language, like in the search engine, and you can have your answer. So let's try, for example, here to ask a question to Power BI. If we want to know what is the number of new hires by region. So as you can see that Power BI has searched for the keywords that I have in my question, and you can have your answer. So It's really easy to use. Once you type your question, you can know what is the number of new hires for the different region. So it's easy to use and it's very efficient to use. So this is some example. So I show you some example of dashboards for the different industry, how it can affect all the industry, how all the industry can benefit from Power BI to have an overview about the business. And even more than that, when you click on Get Data, and then you have here samples, you can have like some samples for the different industry, already made dashboard for the different industry, like for everything related to customer, human resources, IT, retail, sales and marketing. So even this can give you an overview about how to use Power BI, what is the KPI that is related to your business. So how we can do that? In order to create the dashboard and reports on Power BI, so first we have to import the data. So when you click on Get Data, you can import the data from files, for example, the different files, local files, OneDrive, SharePoint, also from the different databases, as you can see on the screen. Also, you can import data from the different services, from Facebook, from the different application, that you can benefit from all these applications to import the data from and to use it on Power BI. When after you import the data, now we'll go to the part of data set. So here in the data set that you can do the design. So as I told you, first we'll import the data. So here we have imported, you can see the data that you have imported, for example, for the human resources part. Now let's create the report and dashboard. So we'll just show the form that you want. You have here different visualization. So you can, for example, click on this chart, and then you have to connect the data to the chart. So let's do, for example, choose the year with the number of employees. So as you can see, I can have an overview about the number of employees for each year. Then we can add also the filter. This filter is really efficient because you can filter the data that you want. And then for the filter, let's do, for example, the quarter. So when I choose the quarter, here when I can filter. So when I click on Q1, I just want to see what are the number of new active employees or the active employees, the number of employees for each year, but only each year in Q1 or only Q2. So as you can see, when I click on each quarter, the chart is modified depending on my selection. And you can do more than that. You have different forms, you have the map, you have even customized visualization that you can use on Power BI to match your needs. So after you do that on the data set part, the design, so to import the data first, then to connect the data to the form. So we'll do create the reports and dashboards. So when you click on the pin, so it asks you if you want to save the report. So let's save it in the under of name of employees, for example. And then it asks you if you want to have this to pin or to have this on a new dashboard or an existing dashboard. So let's, for example, choose a new dashboard, and let's call it also employees, for example. And then we click on pin. And then you will see in the part of reports that you have already a new created report. And when we go to the part of dashboard, the section of dashboards, we will see that we have new dashboard here created with the report or the just chart that have been selected to put on the dashboard. So you can pin or you can select the things that you want to put on the dashboard. So as you can see, it's really easy to use and you can create the dashboard as you wish. And if we also discuss the part of sharing, so you can, if you have a dashboard, like for example, the human resources one or even this one, and then You can share the dashboard with your colleagues in an easy way. So when you click on share, here you can create or you can write the email address of your colleague to send him the dashboard, and then you have some like control. So they are asking you if you want your colleague to share the dashboard with someone else or if you want to have an email notification. So this like more security on the dashboards and for sharing. So as you can see, it's easy to use. You can, it's different from the reporting service, because the reporting service or the report publisher, what we have done during the demo is that we have created first the dashboard, the form, then we have imported the data. But for Power BI, first you have to import the data from the different sources, and then you start to do the design, and you connect the data to the design or to the charts. And after that, you can do the pin to select what are the charts that you want to put on the dashboards, and then you can share the dashboards in an easy way. So you can use PowerBI.com to create the dashboard and reports, or also you can use the desktop application, Power BI Desktop, that you can have it on your PC, for example, where you can do the design, you can import the data, and if you want, after that, you can click on publish on the top of the Power BI application, and you can publish the dashboard on Power BI online, Power BI Pro. So, or you use Power BI here from the first time, or you can use Power BI Desktop to do all the designs and to click on publish to have it on Power BI Pro online. So this is what the third module of our course. We have presented Power BI. It's a cloud-based solution. So if you want to talk about the licensing part, it depends on, so each user has to have his license to create and to use Power, to create the dashboard and to use Power BI. And it's really easy to use. It's all the different sectors and industries can use Power BI in an easy way. Is a cloud-based solution, so there is many features, as you can see, like the natural language query. You can share the dashboards in an easy way. You can do drill through to go to the reports. You can do drill down to have more detailed information. So this was Power BI, and let's go to the final module, which will be a conclusion, a general conclusion about our course.